Government officials have some encouraging news for elderly people who rely on Medicare and Social Security. The programs are a little more solvent than they were last year. But the news is not so good for younger people who may be relying on these programs in the more distant future. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Every year, the trustees of Medicare and Social Security come up with a date, the date that the programs will run out of money. This year's projections extend the solvency of Medicare and Social Security by 1 to 3 years. Social Security now has until the year 2041 before it goes into the red. And if no changes are made in the benefits offered by Medicare, it has until 2030. In 1997, the trustees said the Medicare Trust Fund would run out of money in just 4 years. The good news surprised some healthcare analysts, including former Medicare trustee Marilyn Moon.
In a period of time in which we've seen a major downturn in the economy and continued high healthcare spending, I think we should have expected that the trust fund would look worse this year than last year. And so the fact that it's holding its own is good news. It doesn't say we've solved the problem, but at least it means that it's not getting worse.
The problem is the baby boomers reaching Medicare age. Once that happens, things get worse in a hurry. Until then, though, things look a little better than they did last year. The reason for the short-term improvement is that the trustees project that workers will be earning more and paying more of the taxes that support Medicare and Social Security. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill says that the slight improvement shouldn't make people feel complacent.
This reprieve provides little comfort, as the programs continue to face substantial financial challenges in the not-too-distant future that need to be addressed at the earliest opportunity. The longer we wait, the more difficult our choices will be in the future.
Choices like cutting benefits or raising the age of eligibility for the programs. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.